Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now, we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. We await your call. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And we're in the middle of dishing a listing, and we carried it over to the second hour here.
We did, and the item number is 1118-0413-3874. Again, that's 1118-0413-3874. And the email, the eBay name is Queen Bee Is Me.
Right. We like the title. We like the photos. We just think you need to clean your phone lens. I think that's why we're seeing the bit of a haze. And we like your item description. I mean, your item specifics.
Right.
Your item description starts off okay.
Now, Griff, the entire thing is centered on my screen. I just want you to know.
Oh, it's not centered on mine.
It is on mine.
So on mine, I'm seeing, and let me change the size. Nope, that's not changing it. I'm not seeing the entire thing centered.
Okay.
Let me try on a different browser and see what happens.
I'm on Chrome.
You're on Chrome.
And it is all centered.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I have to paste this in here.
You're listening to eBay Radio. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
And on Chrome, it is all centered.
Yes, it is.
So you want it? So I'm going to defer to Lee. You don't want to center all your text. It makes it really difficult to read the text if it's centered. Center your header if you want. But your text itself should never be centered. There's too much text to begin with. So
yes.
I'll start with that. No one is reading past the third or fourth paragraph. There's just too much. So, starting from the top, you mentioned the title again. I do that. Size 6M, mm-hmm. Comfort N5. I'd give some indication of what the Comfort N5 is. We know that now. $129 value, same boot on their website. I would not put that in there. I'll tell you why. Someone could look at this and say, really? I could get these new for $129? Maybe I'll just go to their website mm-hmm. and leave your page.
I agree.
So I would not put in the value.
By the way, going back to describing what Comfort N5 means, all you'd have to put in parentheses is Naturalizer's rating system.
Right. And yes,
okay.
Except that even then...
That is their rating system.
I know, but I don't want to push people off to go find out what it means.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll go to Naturalizer's website. Then it's just like saying, mm-hmm. it's like someone coming into your store and saying, these are interesting. And you say, yeah, you should go outside and go down the block and you'll learn more about them. That's just not what a retailer would never let a customer leave the store and would definitely never say anything that would actually encourage them to leave the store so they can go and find out some other information. That's why that description is important. It is 100% original product, never tested, item is new and does not come in a box, except in the condition you're saying pre-owned. You've just set up a contradiction. Is the item pre-owned or is it new? Is it new without tags and without box, or is it pre-owned? It can't be both. So you're saying the item is new and does not come with a box. Then the condition, if that's the case, the condition you should have selected was new without box. So you're setting up a potential conflict with the customer by having that contradictory information. We accept PayPal only. I would just say PayPal. We ship, and don't use sentences, because a buyer's not going to read this. So we always recommend that you bullet item all the important things. Payment, PayPal. Handling time, 1 to 2 days. Don't make it 1 to 2. Pick 1 or 2. You don't have to say Monday through Friday. Just 1 to 2 business days. Payment is expected within 3 days. Drop it. So this is a buy it now item. I'm assuming that you're using immediate payment required,
which
you should. Don't set up an expectation that, oh, I don't have to pay for this for 3 days. Do not provide any payment time window in your listing.
So Queen Bee is me. So far down there at the bottom, you don't want to center everything. And you want to make your information without sentences. Payment, right. PayPal, shipping, 2 days of receiving payment, whatever it is. So what do you think about the... There's so much stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go on. Okay. We do combine shipping for our customer. If you win more than one auction or buy two products at the same time, we will combine shipping in order to aid in keeping shipping costs down.
You could have said that in three words. We combine shipping.
We combine shipping. You could say something like... But how would I say this? Because I don't say this. I take shipping off the equation or the consideration.
Because you do.
It's all free shipping. So I don't need to say combined shipping. This item says
this is free shipping.
So that shouldn't even be in there.
Right.
If you've got other ways, that people, there's other listings that someone might purchase. If you want to, you could put some indication. That advising your buyer to wait until they've made all their purchases, put them in the shopping cart, and then made one payment. But I wouldn't. This is confusing to me, so I would get rid of it at least for this listing. And the next paragraph at Queen Bee, we know that customer service is the most important part of any transaction. Our commitment to it just goes on and on.
Trite. Everybody says this.
Yeah, so I wouldn't include that. Queen Bee was founded in 2013 as a discount beauty retailer. I love your story. No one else cares. Get rid of the I get rid of it. What it does is you're using black text, and then you go to red text, and that sticks out, and it says, many of our discount items are shelf or pull items. Therefore, there may be some shop wear, and that's misspelled. That's W-E-A-R on the packaging. What you're doing is you're unnecessarily raising concern in your buyer's eyes. This item is a new item. You can describe the item and its condition, and don't use some general condition statement. It only makes customers suspicious of what they're getting. I would lose that entire paragraph.
Everything.
And then the final disclaimer, get rid of that as well, because you're raising the question. We are going to assume, based on your feedback and your top-rated seller status, that you would never sell a counterfeit. Why do you want to raise the question in a buyer's mind? So I'd get rid of the disclaimer. You don't need it.
And if you're one of these sellers who think you have to have a lot of verbiage down here, it's the exact opposite.
Right.
The professionals do less.
Go look at somebody. Go see what they do. They've learned from a lot of market research that it's wasted space, buyers don't read it, and all it ends up doing, the more text that you have that's extraneous to the item itself, the more suspicions you're raising in the buyer's mind.
And this is a good seller. Queen Bee is Me has 1,633 feedback score with 100% positive feedback and is top rated plus on this item.
Exactly.
So we know you're doing okay. We want you to do better.
Yes.
That's all. So, Griff, what do you think?
Well, I'm still...
I think, except for the verbiage and the haze in the pictures.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 4.8.
Oh, you're too high for me.
You think so?
Yeah, I was going to say 4.4.
Oh, no.
No, because that verbiage, it really...
That is bad.
Yeah.
That we'd like to see you... Queen Bee is Me. We'd like to see you clean that whole bottom part up. And
get to average our scores, so it's 4.6.
Okay, 4.6, which isn't bad. I wanted it to reflect the fact that we can see a lot of work has gone into your sales on eBay.
I think we should just dump the first number. It's a 1 to 10. We should change, because we never give anyone below a 4.
No, it's got to be 5.
Why?
So why didn't you tell me before I had dish towels made?
All right, we'll keep it the way it is. You had dish towels made with what?
We're in the process of having dish towels made with 5 tureens, and if you get a 5 tureen from us, you get a dish towel. And they're beautiful, and they have 5 darn tureens on them.
Well, we'll keep it the way it is.
All right.
Sorry, babe. So much for changing things on the fly,
this
right?
This is such a great radio story, too. That's a chapter in the book.
That's a chapter in the book of everything Griff does wrong.
Yes, exactly.
That's the title of the book.
That
right?
way you didn't know, you know. We had talked about them, but we're in the process of...
I don't think you ever mentioned them to me.
Yeah, we did. We mentioned that we were going to start giving away dish towels.
Well, you know what? When you were talking about it, I was eating on the air and I was distracted.
Probably.
So I don't remember it.
So, Queen Bee is me. We love you. We think you're a good seller. We think you could be even better.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And you know what we're telling you to do is going to be less work for you.
Some other people have pointed out some other things, too. It's apparently in your store, it's in the wrong category. So somebody did this. Someone researched.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it.
Another contradiction description says payment is expected within 3 days,
yeah.
But the shipping and payments tab says immediate payment required for this item.
That's important, yeah.
Yeah, so you don't need all that stuff down there.
Yeah, you've got this in a category in your store called Two-Faced. T-O-O-F-A-C-E-D.
And so by the way, other people said it was centered for them with Safari.
Oh, okay. So it's just
maybe
the Internet Explorer.
We're on IE, which yeah. many of us hardly ever use anymore.
I don't even think people at Microsoft use it anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
I think they use something else.
So, well, okay. So we liked your listing, gave it a little tiny low terrain listing because of some things we want you to do. And we love it when you go and fix it and get back with us.
Oh, and it's all addressable.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Dial us now, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com. Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo, even tailor notification emails to suit your business, so every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Rohde, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. We give thanks for your call a week early at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. It's November, the month of thankfulness.
Yeah, there's something kind of interesting that was done by Bill Murphy Jr. for Inc.com.
Yeah, what was that?
It's on our infamous page 13. You know, we always put things on 13 for you to look at.
You're just lucky that I'm not superstitious.
Yeah, really.
And I'm not.
And maybe we can go over some of these until someone would like to call and talk to us. Oh, we do have one other. Hold on a minute. Let me look
What's
at
that?
This before we do that. We
What's
had
that?
A... We had somebody who wanted to, that's okay. I'll have to look for it. We got another Contact Us, but it's kind of lost in the junk that is my email. So why don't we do some of this first? Because let me tell you what this is.
I know.
17 things really successful people never stop doing.
Mm.
So why don't we do some of these?
Let's do it. This is think of the most successful person you know. Now, how many people are picturing Lee and me? Maybe we're talking about a work colleague or a mentor or your favorite radio host. Maybe this is someone you knew growing up or in school, and you can't believe how much he or she has achieved since then. Here are 17 things I'll bet they're constantly doing.
So number one, laughing. There are times to be serious, many times, in fact, but successful people understand there's humor to be found in nearly any situation. Griff, you're great at that. As H.G. Wells put it, the crisis of today is the joke of tomorrow.
And, you know, it can get people upset.
Oh, I know.
You have to be careful.
I know, because they think you're not taking it seriously enough.
But that's some of us, that's our way of processing, is we turn life, everything in life gets turned into something to laugh at. Number two is learning. Growing up, my mom used to tell us no education is ever wasted. Successful people understand this. That's why they're always challenging themselves and learning something new.
And I have to give myself 100% score on that one because I love to learn. Don't you love? I love every time somebody teaches me something new or
I
go on the internet and I learn something new or I learn something new about listing or whatever.
Yeah.
I adore learning. It's fun.
Yeah, and it puts you light years above all the rest of the stupid people.
Sure it does. And there are many, as we all know. Number three, listening. No one learns
anything. I'm sorry, what did you say?
No one learns anything without listening.
I can't hear you.
Successful people recognize that they're much better off hearing what others have to say rather than telling them what they think they want to hear.
What was that again? I didn't hear you.
Mm-hmm. That's because you're a man. You don't listen to everything. By the way, I'm going to stop down this down just for one moment.
Oh, you are?
Something I have noticed.
Oh, dear.
Especially in the last year or two.
Oh, my.
I don't know if it's a certain age group. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
People only read the first sentence or two of emails.
And, well, that and may be true.
And this
it's
is not
true for
a
me.
Coincidence. This has happened to me so many times, like 25 times in the last several months.
Oh, I know why.
That people just, they, you know, they'll send me back email. Great. Glad to hear it. As if you, and your email could have said, it's a beautiful day here today. It's too bad such a sad thing happened. Uncle Ben passed away. Fantastic. Thank you. I'm glad you're having a good day. They don't read the rest of it.
Best to your Uncle Ben.
Yeah. So, so please, read the entire thing.
Okay? I know why that happens.
Why do you think that happens?
Because email is overwhelming today. You know, we used to get maybe a letter or two every week or so, and you'd read, oh, I'll read the whole letter. we get email after email after email, and you're just we're fatigued. I believe as a people, we are fatigued by email.
I agree with you. So we need to make them short and to the point.
That's what I try to do. I get very long emails from customers. I mean, like you wouldn't believe sometimes.
Your emails to me always say the same thing anyway, so.
What do they say?
Do what you want.
Sounds good. Proceed.
Exactly. Right. I don't care. Whatever you think is right.
I do say that to
me a lot, which is okay.
Yeah.
But there are some things I just have to run past you, you know, just
to make sure I'm
on the right track. You know.
Yeah.
So read us number four.
Asking. It's one thing simply to remain passive and listen. It's another to combine listening and learning in a tactic we call active listening. Successful people pay attention, think, and follow up with questions. Now, this can be difficult. I'll tell you why, at least for me. I find myself more and more in situations socially where I can't really hear anything that's going on. We're in some restaurant where they haven't used a single, not even a swatch of fabric. Everything is a hard granite or polished surface, and the sounds are bouncing around like an echo chamber.
John has that problem, too.
And I've noticed John has this problem, and I sympathize with him, because what we end up doing, and John will back me up, is you just learn to smile and nod. In the meantime, like you're hearing what people say, so that you don't seem like you're rude, but you're not hearing a thing.
Yeah, and I want to smack you both around. Why don't you get hearing aids?
Because it's not going to help.
Mm.
Plus, we don't need hearing aids. Our hearing is fine.
Yes.
It's you people that are the problem.
Oh, I see. Okay. So we've just talked about asking. And what we're doing, by the way, 17 things really successful people never stop doing. Griff, let's stop with that one.
We'll
get back with the rest of them because...
Over the next month.
In the next 15 minutes or so, because we're going to go to the phone right now.
Okay, let's go to the phone.
So Pat from Melbourne, Florida, known as Purr-Free, P-U-R-R, Free...
Pat, thanks for your
eBay,
email.
Wants a listing dish.
Pat.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We're good. Doing peachy. Thank you so much, Pat.
For your email, updating your information. I appreciate it.
I'm so happy to see you're on board.
Well, I should caution you. So I'm interim watching over the program, but it will end up in a more permanent location very soon.
Well, in any case, I think you'll have a very positive impact on the program.
Yeah, we're talking about voices.
Yeah.
So Jeff Terrell manages the voices program. And in his absence now, it's fallen on my lap.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because we know how things fall. When there's something on my lap, as somebody said, what lap? But it's going to be, I think we're pretty much settled on the home it's going to live on. And I don't want to reveal anything, but I think some Voices members will be very happy.
So, Pat.
Oh, good.
Pat,
we've either got the wrong dish number or we've got your eBay name wrong, because the item you gave us does not have your eBay name on it.
Oh, that's my other store.
As long as it's yours, we don't let anybody call up and have somebody else's listing dished.
That'd be funny.
And that's we just noticed that it was different. But since it's you, you're also known as 60s_chick. Oh, Pat, weren't those the days, babe?
Oh, they sure were.
Okay, so the item number is 2521.
2521
7719
7719
7022. Again, that's 2521 7719 7022.
Look at those stickers.
I know.
I love stickers.
Oh, the USS Norfolk. Okay.
So what we got here. Oh, good. Well, ask first. Why don't you ask what you're going to ask?
Because it's a collectible item. I thought it would appeal to a certain buyer to have all these stickers on there.
Yes.
And this is only the second month, you know, so but I just wanted to get your input on it.
Are you asking whether they should be removed?
Yes.
No. Don't take those stickers off. Big mistake.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So for those of you who are listening and do not have a computer screen in front of you, what we're looking at is a Zero Halliburton Centurion Elite with Navy Sub stickers, 21 by 6 by 13 combination lock case prop. What do you mean by prop?
Well, it could be used as a prop in a TV show. I've sold several things for props for TV shows.
Right, exactly.
So, that era, I just stick the word in.
So there's a few, and I don't know how you're going to do this. I wouldn't put the size or the combination lock indication. Those things are better served as item specifics are in the description. I doubt anyone's looking for 21 by 6 by 13, so they're not searching on that.
But those Navy submarine stickers, Griff.
Yeah, they're great, and I would say Navy sub stickers.
Should they be put in another category? Is there a military category?
I don't know. I don't know if there is.
There is a military category, but this Zero Halliburton is very well sought after.
Yeah, and so someone's searching for Zero Halliburton. So it doesn't matter which category. I think it's more important that you get the keywords right. You definitely want to put luggage or case, but could this be called a briefcase?
It's really the smallest size of luggage, you're right.
Yeah, so I may consider putting in, instead of the word case, briefcase, and I would use the word luggage.
It's a suitcase, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, I think you're doing okay with the title. Like I said, no one's going to search on COMB lock. And I've two minds about using the word prop. Usually, I don't know if this is the case. I don't know if set designers are using the word prop when they're searching, so I'm hesitant to say either way, but hold on. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come on, and we'll finish distinguishing your listing, Pat. This segment was brought to you by Rohde, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. You've got questions, we may have answers. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.